This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Staggering new numbers out today by the state's Employment Security Agency. Unemployment in New Hampshire for the month of April hit 16.3%. That's compared to March, when the rate was just 2.4%. We're going to bring in Todd Bookman, who covers the economy for NHPR, to talk through the new data and what it means for workers. Hi, Todd.
Good afternoon, Peter.
The top line number pretty much says it all. One out of every six people in New Hampshire found themselves unemployed last month.
That's right. Approximately 150,000 people in the state who had a job in March no longer did in April. The overall rate, 16.3%, that's the highest recorded number dating back to 1976, when the agency that tracks these numbers first began reporting data. And to help put this in some context, New Hampshire during the past few years has consistently had one of the nation's lowest unemployment rates. It's been under 3% for more than four straight years. Even during the Great Recession, unemployment in the state topped out at 6.5%. We're more than double that at this moment.
And what do we know about who has lost their jobs? I assume restaurant workers and retail workers were particularly hard hit.
Right. Food service, hotels and motels, they collectively shed more than 60% of their workers. About 20% of all retail workers lost their jobs last month. But right on down the line, there really wasn't a single industry that didn't see job losses as a result of the pandemic and the restrictions on movement. The sectors that have fared the best, for now at least, are construction and manufacturing and education. That was another industry that didn't see major job losses last month.
So is this the bottom, Todd, or do experts see further job losses?
Well, state leaders are certainly trying to prevent that. The state is so far devoting a big chunk of its federal relief aid directly to businesses, whether that's small retailers, nonprofits, hospitals, healthcare employers. The goal there is to get as much money in the hand of employers as possible so that they can keep up payroll. I spoke with Russ Tebow. He's with the firm Applied Economic Researcher. He closely follows New Hampshire's economy. He said that many industries that are now being allowed to reopen, that includes retail, restaurants, hospitals, you know, that is good for the overall employment picture, but just given the scope of the loss in unemployment, he's not forecasting a rapid recovery.
I think it will take a very long time, months if not years, before we get back to the kind of unemployment rate we're used to in New Hampshire. Probably years more than months.
Tebow said that this is a health crisis that's causing an economic crisis, which is unusual. And until we see a major breakthrough, a vaccine or better treatments for the virus, or a reduction in community transmission, that's what will help fix the economy, perhaps more so than any single funding program.
And if you do head out, you can see the shutdown's impact on the local economy. Lots of main streets remain empty, even with a lot of restrictions lifted in New Hampshire.
Over the past couple weeks, I've been speaking with business owners, restaurant managers. As the state has tried to restart the economy, I was walking around Portsmouth yesterday, and you simply just see a lot of shops shuttered, a lot of restaurants that don't have outdoor seating remain closed. And in each one of these darkened storefronts, that's fewer people who are earning a paycheck. And you also just don't see people. Remember the governor's stay-at-home guidelines, they're still in effect through the end of the month. There's still community transmission of the virus happening. You just get the sense that those who have been lucky enough to not lose their job or see their hours cut, they're just not going out right now and spending any money.
NHPR's Todd Bookman covers the economy for NHPR. Thank you very much, Todd.
Thank you, Peter.